Hello and welcome to Pop on Top with Dev. This episode is one of many, many episodes. Pop on Top is streaming with CastBox. CastBox is the fastest growing and highest rated podcast app. If you want to get a heads up on all things Pop on Top, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pop on Top Podcast and on Instagram at popontop.podcast. Again, I am your host, Dev, and this is Pop on Top. Welcome to the first episode of Pop on Top. Let me set the scene for you. I am sitting on the floor. I have a microphone in front of me. I have my computer in front of me. To the left of me is an iPad. To the right of me is a wall. Again, sitting on the floor. And right before I pressed record for the first podcast, I did something that I always do. I go onto my phone. I go onto this app called DoorDash. I ordered The Habit. Cannot wait for it to come. It'll come in like 30 to 40 minutes, so I'm super excited for that. But normally, when I order something off of this app, when I normally order DoorDash, I usually, you know, I'm just on my phone, I walk around, I talk to my friends, I text people, I do other things. But this time I get to speak to you all or whoever is listening. I get to do my first episode on this podcast. For this first episode, I wanted you all to get a sense of who I am, who you're listening to, and what this podcast is going to be about. The first episode, or the podcast in general, is going to be about pop culture things, my experiences as a person in my life, future experiences, other people's experiences and their perspectives on certain things, mostly pop culture things. That's why it's called Pop on Top. There has been, in my life, there's been a lot of people that have mentioned the way that I speak and my, the cadence in my voice is very, I would say, radio-y. So I've tried starting a YouTube channel before, and I have been inconsistent about that. That was forever ago, like 2 years ago, and before that, my freshman year in college, I tried, and it didn't go as planned. But I think this podcast is more or less my version of a YouTube channel, because I really don't have to sit in front of a camera. I just talk into a microphone, edit it myself, and then upload it. It's more of, I don't really have to impress anyone. I just have to talk in front of a microphone and just talk about things that I want to talk about without worrying about other things like, what's the background going to be like? What do I have to wear that's going to catch people's eye? What about my mannerisms that would be useful or detrimental to a video that I post? But for all you know, most of the people who may or may not know me, you know, you have no idea what I may be doing. Like, I could be walking around in circles. I could be sitting in my car, you know, on these future podcasts. But, you know, I think this is something that I can get used to. But let me just stop right there before I get too deep into talking about myself on something that's uninteresting, let me talk more about why I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to start a podcast because I felt like that is something that I really wanted to do. It's been in my mind before, about, I would say, a year and a half ago, because I really like getting to know people and expressing my opinions on certain things, and I feel like a podcast is a way to do that. It's definitely not something that is easy, and I feel like I'm very on myself when it comes to challenging things, and I know there are people out there that love to challenge themselves, and I am one of those people that find something interesting and that what I want to do and what I see people be successful at, and I feel like I could be successful at it as well, and I just want to show people that I can do it as well and be pretty decent at it. So for this podcast, for Pop on Top, it's not necessarily going to be a stream of consciousness. That's just probably going to be the first episode, because I'm still trying to figure out what the audience wants, what I want, what would be the most eye-catching type of podcast, but is still authentic to myself. And this is my first time doing something like this, so I feel like there is a learning process. Like everything else, there are going to be bumps in the road, and it's me by myself trying to figure it out. So bear with me. You're on this journey with me. If you are listening to this podcast as soon as it comes out, thank you. You are one of the people that I am doing this for, or I am appreciative of you listening to my beautiful voice. And I think for this, it is going to be tough, because I feel like I am a creative person, but when it comes to something that I really want to do but don't have much experience in, I get, easily starting out, I would get a roadblock. I think it's very different, just not sitting. Even though I'm an introverted person, I am used to interacting with people in some capacity. So this, for something that I'm passionate about, which is social media and being an influencer, I think this is something that will just take practice. And it will just take practice, and I want to be good at it. So for those who are listening, you know, don't knock it down the first time that you hear it. This is something new. This is something new for me. This is something new for you, because this is your first time listening. So let's give it a couple episodes before you pass judgments, because there's already one person judging this entire thing, and that's me. But anyway, for those who are still listening, my name is Dev. I am a beautiful, beautiful person, inside and out. that's some sarcasm there, but for those who are listening, I've got this question for you. What is your favorite type of food? Or what is something that you order a lot that you're always excited to get? For example, oh my gosh. So you know how I just ordered DoorDash? I forgot to stay on that app because you know how sometimes it says processing order. Well, I exited out of the app and I forgot to have it finish processing, so it just now sent in the order 10 minutes later. But that's fine. So that gives me an extra 10 minutes to have a conversation. But yeah, what is your favorite thing to order? You can answer this question on any of the social media that I presented. It could be on Twitter, which is at Pop on Top Podcast, or you could answer the question under one of the pictures. You could comment on one of the pictures on Instagram at popontop.podcast. Yeah, my favorite thing when I order food is, or the, my favorite thing to order, or even make when I do make food, is grilled cheese, or anything with cheese, because cheese is part of my diet. Cheese is something that I wake up and love to eat, or I don't necessarily love to eat it by itself, but I definitely love to put cheese in random things or have cheese in my meals, like macaroni and cheese or a cheeseburger or a, let's say, ham sandwich with cheese or fries with cheese or In-N-Out with cheese or what else comes with cheese? Salads with cheese on top, but not really. The minus salad, just croutons, ranch, and cheese. That's better. What about, what are some things, what other foods with cheese? Sorry, that was like my throat. What other things with cheese? Let's say, pasta. Well, just cheese in general on top of other things is great. It's makes me so happy. I love food, but I'm very basic when it comes to food. Like, I love American food, I love Mexican food, and I love Italian food. The other foods I don't try as often, but I'd be interested in trying them. I feel like for me, when it comes to food, I have a very set mindset. When people ask me out to eat, when I go out to eat dinner or lunch with my friends, I am an indecisive person, so I don't really know what to eat. But when we get to a restaurant, it's normally not what I want to eat. Even though, I know it sounds weird, but even though I don't know what I want to eat, where we go or the type of cuisine is not what I want all the time. I don't know normally what I want to eat, but every time I go somewhere, it's not what I want at that moment. It's something that I've eaten before, but it's not what I wanted. And I feel like that happens a lot when I try and order 5:23. Lord Jesus. Sorry. I looked at my phone to see what time this DoorDash is going to arrive, and it's going to arrive in about 50 minutes. Okay. Yeah, food is a big part of my life. Why you say that, Dev? Well, because I like to eat constantly, and food is one way I could make my hunger go away. oh my god, that was really dumb. But, you know, life has its ways of telling you when you're hungry and when you're not hungry. Like now, I am hungry and It's going to take 50 minutes for me to be satisfied with my hunger. Do you ever get a sense of, do you ever feel like there are times where you know what you want and what you want to do, like about passions, but you don't know how to accomplish them? Like, for example, this podcast. I know what I want. I know this is my passion. And I know that I have the characteristics for it. But how do you get that to come across over a microphone or over an app or over a streaming service? How do you let people know that your passion and what you're doing is the right fit for you? You know, it's a rhetorical question, so you don't have to answer that. But I want you to think about that too. Whatever you're doing right now, you should stop and think about that. Like, how do other people know that your passion is the right fit for you? Like, how will you make that known to other people? So when other people see you and see you doing what you're passionate about, they know that, oh, we can tell that this is this person's passion. You know, like for me and this podcast, I've put in work on this podcast. You know, I'm trying to build up social media and I'm trying to figure out what to do, what topics to cover, who can come in on this podcast to help, like for these topics, like when we have a conversation. But this is something that I feel like I want to build up on my own and do well. You know, like it's something that I feel like I can be good at, like I've said before, but it's going to take time and I want people to back me up on it. You know, that's how I feel passions should go, is when you are passionate about something and you really want to do something, you have the right people backing you up on it. That's what I feel is most important, is when you get in this mindset of something that you really want to do and you're around negative people that say that you can't do it, 90% of the time you won't be as passionate about it. But if you are doing something that you really want to do and there are people behind you saying that you can do it, bouncing ideas off of you, and encouraging you, 100% of the time, you're gonna put your best foot forward. And for me, I expressed that I wanted to do a podcast to some people, and they're very encouraging about it. There are a couple people that said, you know, eh, you really shouldn't do that because sometimes people get political on podcasts. But that it all depends on how you go about your podcast. But if you're all about politics on your podcast, then be about politics on your podcast. Obviously, if mine's Pop on Top and it's all about pop culture, I don't think it'll be as political. Like, I'm not going to talk about, or I shouldn't say that yet, but I'm not going to be talking about politics like that. But again, I've mentioned to some people that I want to start a podcast, and people are very encouraging about it. They, except for some of the people that have just been discouraging, but most people are very into it. They say, cool, you do your thing, let me know when it's up. And then there are some people that are like, if you need help, let me know. Or you should try this. You should do this, you should talk about this. And it really it really makes me feel good when people are definitely encouraging me to do something that I haven't done before, because it will put me in the right place. Has that ever happened to you when you are doing something new or trying something new and you're very nervous and anxious about it, but people put your mind at ease because you seem like you're right for it? When people are encouraging you to do what you're setting yourself out to do, then it becomes easier. And I think in due time, in the second episode, third episode, fourth episode, it'll become much easier. Because right now I find it very hard and find it very nerve-wracking. The reason I find it very nerve-wracking, this podcast and talking about it right now, is because I'm anxious, I'm nervous. I don't want to say fail, but I don't want people to dismiss it so easily. You know, this is something new, this is something that I haven't done before, but, you know, you just gotta sit with it the first episode, and then when it comes to the second episode, then that's where everything starts. This is something that will take time. The people that are rolling with me, thank you. Stick with it, because it will be great. The first episode's just going to be a little bit rough, but after that, it's going to be great. I can feel it, I can see it, because the more I'm talking, the more it's becoming much easier. And have you ever been in a situation where you were nervous and anxious to start something new, but then as soon as you start it, the easier it becomes? If that question makes sense. You could answer that question on social media, Twitter or Instagram. Have you ever felt, or have you ever been in a place where you've been anxious or nervous, but then as soon as you start doing what you need to do, it becomes much easier? I'm going to explain for the next couple of minutes what Pop on Top will be. Pop on Top is a pop culture podcast. It will be mostly about pop culture, life experiences, and just some stream of consciousness like I've done before, or like I've done earlier. But in future episodes, what I expect and what hopefully you all expect is some great content about just all things pop culture, like music, celebrity news, concerts, even what's going on in sports. But then as well, I want to gain some insight on people around us, because celebrities aren't just the only people that I want to know about. I want to know about the people around me too. So I feel like if I talk to other people about their life experiences and experiences they have gone through, I think that would gain a better understanding for you all and for me about how this universe is. So that's what I'm expecting in the next couple of episodes, or just episodes down the line. There will be episodes, new episodes, on Mondays. Sometimes it will be next Monday or the Monday after. So at least twice a month on Mondays. I'm going to set that expectation because I know that it's summer, I'm just relaxing, I have more free time on my hands, but I don't want to say I'm just going to post it this one time and then you won't see me or you won't hear from me for another month, or you might hear from me on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. I want to make it consistent on a Monday because, you know, Mondays are The most dreadful day of the week, besides Sundays. Sundays, because you have to go to work on Monday. But Mondays is the most dreadful. But I want to make that spectacular and happy because you have this podcast to listen to on Mondays. It is super important that you share this podcast with your friends. If you made it this far through this podcast, that means you've heard something interesting that you really, really like, and might as well share that interest with people that you know, because why not? They need to get to know more about what you like, and obviously you like this podcast if you have stuck through it for over 25 minutes. That means I'm doing something right, one, and two, that you like what I'm doing, so I might keep doing it. Stream of consciousness is pretty cool, but I want to have set structure on these podcasts. Before I go, I want to thank you all for listening this far into the podcast. It is super, I'm super grateful and appreciative that those people that are still listening listened all the way through and gave me a chance to start something that I'm passionate about, and you are going through, like I said before, without judgment. You're just waiting for that third or fourth episode to really see is this something that you want to listen to. Hopefully you do. But I want to thank you again, and you all guys are so awesome, and make sure you share that with your friends. But that is it for Pop on Top. This episode is done. It's finished. The music for this episode has been provided by Hook Sounds. Today I used the songs Tropical Summer and Tropical Positive Pop. If you want to check out any royalty-free music, I definitely recommend Hook Sounds. You can find them on hooksounds.com. And if you want to get a heads up on all things Pop on Top, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at Pop on Top Podcast and on Instagram at Pop on Top dot podcast. So again, go ahead and give those a quick follow and make sure you answer those questions that I said earlier in the podcast. Don't forget to check back next Monday for the next episode of Pop on Top. Until next time, this is Pop on Top with Dev.